It's not about Roy Sanders. It's not about Marshall Hall. It's not about Brandon Hall. It's about Jesus, amen, and souls coming to Jesus and souls accepting their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. We're going to be going to Romans. If you brought your Bibles or your phones, however you do that, I like to use my phone a lot of times. But we're going to be in Romans. We're going to start in chapter 1 and 16 to 17, and then we'll be going to Romans 8. But Romans, we know that Romans was written by the Apostle Paul. And if you know anything about the Bible, you know that Paul, he persecuted the church. He was a sinner. He said, I was the chief of sinners, amen. But he writes here in Romans 1 and 16, he's telling the Romans him here, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For then is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The church should not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, you say, well, what's the gospel of Jesus Christ? We just sang about it. He died on that cross for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He died on that cross for each and every one of us. And it wasn't an easy death. He took the suffering and the shame for each and every one of us while we were yet sinners, amen. He cleaned us up. We can't clean up ourselves, amen. I'm not ashamed to tell you about the gospel, the good news. What's the gospel? Good news, hallelujah. I want to tell you the good news that I once was lost, but now I'm found. I hope I ain't blowing you up. That I once was blind, but now I'm seeing. And I'm not ashamed to tell you. I'm like Paul, I'm not ashamed to tell you what God can do, amen. God, Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. I don't care if you drink a case a day. If you accept Jesus in your heart, he will set you free. You don't have to have 12 steps. It's one step. Lord, come into my heart and forgive me a sinner. Amen. That's the only step you need. It's the power. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's miracles in the name of Jesus. As Brandon said, Pastor Brandon said, amen. Amen. We're not ashamed. The church shouldn't be ashamed. Hallelujah. We need church people in the White House not being ashamed of the gospel. Amen. We need people in Austin not to be ashamed of the gospel. Amen. We need to vote for those people. Amen. It's time for the church to stand up and tell the world about Jesus. Amen. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. But that blood will wash away the sin. No, we're new creations, it tells us, in Christ Jesus. When we repent, the good news is all you have to do is repent. Amen. All you have to do is say, forgive me, Lord. I'm a sinner. What does the Bible tell us? Confess with our mouths and believe in our heart, and you shall be saved. A lot of people want to make it hard. It ain't hard, amen. Now, after you give your life to the Lord and Satan fights, it does seem hard, but that's when we need to spend our time in prayer, amen. Our time in the Word of God. We are in a battle, amen. But we have the victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, he says. Again, the gospel, the good news. Jesus died for our sins. Went to hell and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Amen. That he rose again on the third day. Hallelujah. That he sent back the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And when we give our lives to God and that Holy Spirit comes in, as soon as we confess and repent, the Spirit comes in and cleans. Amen. Thank you, sister. The Holy Spirit comes in and cleans. Do you remember that day? I remember that day like it was yesterday. I was all bound up in all kinds of stuff, but as soon as I repented, it was gone. Amen. Never to come back again unless we allow it to come back in. But I want to testify a little bit. Can I testify for just a few minutes? Back in, I don't know, I guess I was raised in church. We went in and out of church when I was a young man, a child. My grandparents were Christians, but my family went kind of in, kind of out, you know. But when I got to be about, I don't know, I guess I was, around 1990. So I guess I was in my late 20s. I wouldn't go to church. I did that when I was young. I don't need that. Well, I was flipping around. One more, I had two young children, was married, had two young children. I was flipping around the TV, and I seen a man up there. His name was R.W. Shambaugh. And he was preaching the gospel, I'm telling you. He wasn't quiet. He said, "Put down that beer can and give your life to God." I said, "Yes, sir, yes, sir." He said, "You don't have to live like that no more." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Repeat these words." And I said, "Lord, forgive me." And the Lord did, and I'm here right now. Amen. Praise God. It's that easy. Hallelujah. God can use me to preach the gospel. He can use anybody. Amen. Hallelujah. We were studying about Peter, you know, in our Bible study, how Peter denied Christ, but Christ didn't give up on him. Jesus used him in a mighty way, brought thousands of souls to the Lord. I'm speaking to somebody, just because you make mistakes doesn't mean Jesus forfeited your calling or forfeited what he's called you to do. Hey, we've all messed up. Abraham messed up. Moses messed up. All these mighty men of God, they messed up. But God still used them, amen. God can use you as long as you have a repentant heart. God uses you and wants to use you, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to camp out here for a little bit. For I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. We should not be ashamed of what Jesus did in our life. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. What's that mean? Everybody. Amen. Just to put it simply, everybody and anybody that hears the gospel and repents. It's to the world, for God so loved the world. Amen. For therein, 6:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. We should go from faith to faith, to believing faith, to salvation faith, to faith of laying hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. Because the Bible says that, amen. From faith to faith to faith, we should ever be growing in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit. We should be reading this word, reading about the gifts of the Spirit, how we can work and minister in the gifts of the Spirit, how we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. We need to be growing from faith to faith, from faith to faith, or as you will, from anointing to anointing. But how are we going to do that if we're not in the Word? We got to get in this Word. Jesus is the Word. Amen. Pastor Brandon yesterday at the Full Gospel Tabernacle was talking about putting God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Then all these things shall be. If you put Jesus first, everything else is going to line up, ain't it, brother? Hallelujah. You put. Can I tell you, some people say that Jesus don't talk. No, Jesus talked to Abraham. Jesus talked to Noah. Jesus is still talking, amen. If we're listening, if they're telling you Jesus ain't talking, they're not telling you the truth, amen. Jesus will speak, but you got to be listening, amen. You got to spend that quiet time, don't you, brother? And I ain't telling you nothing that I don't do, amen. It makes life so much easier, doesn't it, Pastor Brandon? When we give God first and ask God, God, how do I do this? Jesus, how do I handle this? Jesus, help me, Jesus. What am I, how am I, teach me how to love my wife, amen. When you do that and ask God, He does it every time, amen. And a lots of time, like Pastor Brandon said, it ain't the wife, it's the husband, amen. Lots of times, it's us, amen. God works it out in us, telling us we need to love better, love harder, do more. The Lord told me, submit yourselves one to another. See, us husbands like to say, wives, submit to your husbands. But we forget the part, submit yourselves one to another. Amen. Hey, I'm getting amens. That's good. How you? Hallelujah. Ah, preach it. Hallelujah. The just. Who are the just? We're the just because when we confess Jesus is our Christ, he comes in and he cleanses and he saves. He sets free. We're new creations and we're just, justified by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Just as if I never sinned. Just as if I never committed anything. Because the Bible tells us as soon as we ask for forgiveness, he forgets them, amen. And throws them as far into the deepest sea, amen. And removes them as far as the east is from the west, amen. Let's go to Romans 8 and 28. Romans 8:28, we're going to read through 32. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Here in 28, and we know that all things work together to them that what? Love God. Amen. I know everyone in here loves God this morning. Amen. We come to serve God, to worship God, to listen to the word of God. Amen. And all things work together for the good. Well, you might say, well, Brother Roy, I've been through some things that weren't so good. Yeah, but you went through the things. Amen. And you can tell others, just like the brother was telling Pastor Brandon about his difficulties with his marriage. But he said, God restored my marriage. Amen. Going through those things is not good, but God works it all out for good. And we can testify to others and tell others, hey, I was sick, but Jesus healed me. Amen. Hey, I went through this, but Jesus brought me through. Amen. All things work together to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Well, you might say, who's called? We're all called. Amen. It says that no one, the Bible tells us, no one can come to Jesus unless the word draws them or unless the Holy Spirit draws them. We're all called to give our lives to God, to serve God. Now, we might not all be preachers. We might not. We have different functions. We're a body. We're called to greet. We're called to raise a Christian family. We're all called to do something. Amen. We're all called to give our testimony, as Pastor Brandon said this morning. We're all called to not be ashamed of the gospel, the good news that Jesus set me free. Amen. As Pastor Brandon said this morning, there's nothing more powerful than sharing your testimony with somebody. Amen. You say, well, I might not can preach and I don't know the word very much. Well, you can tell them what Jesus did for you. Amen. We can all tell them what Jesus did for us. Amen. And the word will come. The boldness will come, amen. All we got to do is ask for that, amen. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. We all have a purpose, amen. We all have a purpose in this life, amen. Each and every one of us have a purpose. If you don't know what it is, I suggest you get on your knees and ask, though. I'm not trying to be blunt or, you know, but really, if you don't know what your calling is, just ask the Lord. He'll show you. He'll show you where to go, what to do. He might tell you just to shake hands, you know, whatever, you know. But all you got to do is ask. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. We all have a purpose, amen. We're all here for a reason, amen. 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. That's a tall task, but we're all to be conformed to the image of the son. We might not ever get there, but that is our goal, to be like Jesus Christ, to do the things Jesus did, to say the things Jesus said, to be like Jesus, conform to the image of His Son. His Son is Jesus, amen. And that's our goal as Christians, to be like Jesus, to reach that goal, amen. That's what Paul said, I press on towards that mark of that high calling in Christ Jesus, amen. We press on. We might fail, as we've said, but we press on, forgetting those things that are behind, pressing on towards the mark of that high calling in Christ Jesus, amen. And Jesus said in John 14, 12, those who believe in me, the works that I do, they shall do also in even greater works than they shall do, because I go unto the Father. We can do the works Jesus did, amen, if we go from faith to faith to faith. We got to build it up to that. We got to spend that time with the Lord and know it and realize it and get it in our spirits, amen. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. In whom he justified, then he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, woo! Who can be against? Or who does it matter who's against us? Amen. God's on my side, amen. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, amen. Why does it matter? What does it matter what they say against me? God's on my side. The Holy Spirit's on my side. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. It's three against whoever that is. Amen. But there's nothing more powerful than the name of Jesus. Amen. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Almighty, Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. I could go on and on. And He's in us. He dwells in us. We have the power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Woo! Woo, I can't help it, y'all. Verse 31 again. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against? Or what does it matter who's against us? Amen. We can do all things through Christ. Amen. All things. If God called you to do it, you can do it. Amen. If God told you to do it, you can do it. He wouldn't ask you to do nothing you can't do. Amen. Verse 32. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All things. And that's just not material things. Yeah, material's in there, but he's more worried about the spiritual. Amen. He may freely give us peace. He may freely give us love. He may freely give us joy. You know, there's nothing like the peace of God. Amen. There's power in peace. I want to just testify for a minute. I think it was Monday. I was getting prepared. Pastor asked me Sunday to preach the word. Well, I was in there just, you know, meditating on the word in my office. I got a little office there. And I could just feel the peace and the power of God. I don't know if you've been there, but there's nothing like it. Once you feel that, you want more of it. But it was so peaceful. It was powerful, you know. That's for everybody, amen. That's for everybody that's seeking God and loving God. He will freely give us peace, freely give us joy. He freely gave us salvation. All we had to do was accept it, amen, and confess it in our mouths and believe it in our hearts, amen. We have power over sin, sickness, disease in the name of Jesus, amen. Jesus actually says in Luke 10:19, now these are the words of Jesus, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, that nothing shall by any means hurt you. And he was speaking to everybody, amen, anybody that reads it, amen. No excuses. We have no excuses. We have no excuse. Behold, this is Jesus. Amen. We need to get this in our hearts. Amen. Behold, I give unto you. I give unto you, Marshall. I give unto you, Brandon. I give unto you, Tony. I give unto, you know, you get my point. Yeah. The power to tread on serpents and scorpions. That's demonic spirits, amen. And over all the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. Sin, sickness, disease, we have power over that. We can confess healing over that. We have power over that in the name of Jesus. I give unto you power to tread on sickness, tread on disease, tread on evil things. Amen. Cast out demons. Hallelujah. And over all the power of the enemy, all the power of the enemy. And I don't know about you, but you know the main way the enemy fights me is my mind. Amen. That's why we got to stay in this word, renew our minds with the word. Amen. The more you get that word in there, whatever he says, it don't matter. He tries to tell you, oh, you're an old sorry dog. You ain't no good. My Bible tells me there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And we are in Christ Jesus. Get thee behind me, you lying thing. That's all we got to do. Amen. We have that power in the name of Jesus. In the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God, right, brother? We know this Word. We know the power we have. Amen. We ain't got to put up with that mess. Amen. I don't want to hear your filthy thoughts. Satan, get under my feet. Get out of my head, under my feet. Amen. Amen. We have that power. But we got to be renewed. We got our responsibility. We have to get in the Word. We have to get in prayer. We have to be spiritual giants, if you will. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to Hebrews 11. They call it the faith chapter, amen. And we should all have this kind of faith, amen. Yeah. Hebrews 11, beginning in verse 1. Excuse me a minute. Hallelujah. Had to take power over my thirst, amen. Yeah. Thank you. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things seen. Hallelujah. And we know that faith, simply put, is believing in God and trusting in God. If we confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts, we shall be saved. Faith is believing this word of God. Faith is believing that Jesus gave his life for us upon that cross. That's where our faith starts. Amen, right there. And I wanted to add this in there. Salvation is the greatest miracle of all. Amen. Amen. And lots of times the miracles brings those people to salvation. Amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't see it. I don't see Jesus, but I know he died on the cross for my sins. Amen. I know he died. I know that I know that I know. Amen. And if I know he saves, I know he heals, because the Bible tells me that, right? It ain't hard, really, it's not. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. The elders are the saints we read about, you know. We read about Enoch and Noah and Abraham. For by it the elders obtained a good report or a good testimony, because they believed God, they trusted God. And that's simply what faith is, trusting God, believing God. When you believe God and trust God, and faith without works is what? Dead. We have to believe it and do it and function in it, amen. Function in love and giving every part of it, amen. Laying hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's what the Bible says. These signs shall follow them that believe, amen. Verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We understand that the worlds, or the universe, the earth, everything was created by the word of God. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Amen. God said, let there be grass, and there was grass. God spoke everything into existence. He spoke the stars into existence, the sun, the moon. We believe that. Amen. That's, to me, that's a whole lot easier to believe that God created it than that just a big bang happened. And, it takes more faith to me to believe that mess than it does God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. I'm reading 3 again. Through faith we understand that the worlds, the atmosphere, heaven and earth, everything was created. The stars, the other planets, all that was created by the Lord we serve. Amen. He created each and every one of us. Amen. He created us. He loved us before we were in our mother's womb. Amen. Verse 4. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by being dead yet still speaketh. Amen. Though the body dies, the spirit lives on, and the blood lives on. Amen. This body's going to die, but this spirit's going to live eternally somewhere, and that's up to us, that somewhere. We can believe God and go to heaven, or we can refuse God and go to the burning fiery pit. Amen. I don't pull no punches, you know. The Bible talks all, but Jesus talked about the fiery pit, the hell and damnation, you know. Actually said, if you don't believe, you're damned. Amen. That's what it says. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see God, that he should not see death, excuse me, and was not found. Woo, man, that's powerful there. Because God has translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Oh, and this is way back in the Old Testament. Yeah. This man pleased God. He pleased God so much, God said, come on up here, man. Amen. We should love God that much. Amen. God is coming back for his church. We know this, right? God is coming back for his church. Amen. And you better be pleasing God. Hallelujah. Because if you ain't pleasing God, you're going to have to stay through 7 years of hell. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God took him up. Amen. God took him up. For he had the testimony that he pleased God. I know we love God. You're just like me. We want to please God. We want to please God in everything we do. Amen.
That's right.
Verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Yeah. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently. Yeah. Diligently. What'd you tell us yesterday, Brandon? Every day. He told us every day. That's what diligence is. Every day. Every day. Every morning. It's a routine. Every morning. But it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and gooder and gooder and gooder and better and better every day. Woo! We should get to the point where I want to be alone with God. Amen. Because I love it when God moves in my life and gives me wisdom and tells me what to do and where to go and what to say. Amen. Woo, come on. It's easy to preach in here. Let's read that again. We got to get this. Amen. We got to get this in our hearts. Amen. And the only way you do that is diligent, repeating, amen, repeat, 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 repeat. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Can I tell you, God rewards diligence and faithfulness. There's, like I was saying, there's nothing like the peace and presence of God. Once you've had it, I mean, you just want more and more and more and more and more. And the more I have, the more I can give to you. Amen. The more love I have, the more love I can give to you. The more peace I have, the more peace I can give to you. God's a rewarder. How does he reward us? With love, with peace, with joy. Can I tell you, money can't give you love. Money can't buy you happiness. Money can't buy you. It might make you happy for a temporary time, but money can't give you the joy the Lord Jesus Christ gives you. Amen. Nothing can give you the joy that the Holy Spirit gives. Amen. Nothing can give you the peace that Jesus gives. Amen. Nothing, hallelujah, can compare to the love of God and the presence of God and the way God rewards us for diligently seek him. Amen. Again, that reward is love, peace, joy. All that rewards us. Amen. And we will receive rewards here and rewards in heaven. Amen. I want my rewards in heaven because that's where we're going to spend eternity. Amen. This life here is just temporary. 80, 90 years, whatever. But we're going to live forever with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's where I want my rewards. Amen. Because that's where I'm going to live. It's where we're all going to live. You get my point, right? This world. What, we used to sing an old song. Brandon, you probably don't know this, but this this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Jesus told us to store up our treasures in heaven. Amen. Whew, I can't wait to get there, to tell you the truth. No pain, no sickness, no disease. Amen. Whew, ain't nothing up there but God. Hallelujah. The people of God. Walking streets of gold. Hallelujah. Whew. Let's get back here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Verse 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world. And he became a heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Here in 7, by faith. God, you go back to Genesis 6, God talked to Noah. God told Noah to build the ark. Well, what if Noah had said, I don't believe that. Amen. Noah believed it. Amen. But Noah talked to God, and God talks to people. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people, even ministers, say God don't speak. Yes, God speaks. God speaks. It's all in here. Amen. God speaks. Especially to us that are filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. By faith, Noah being warned of God, as things not yet seen. They never even heard of rain. They didn't know what rain was. But Noah believed God. And Noah, if you believe God, he had to obey God. He had to build that ark. He had to do what God asked him to do. And by doing that, he saved his whole household, his wife and his sons and their wives. 8 people he saved. He saved those and repopulated the earth. Why? Because he had faith. And it says, Noah walked with God. Noah walked. We need to be walking with God. Amen. Diligently seeking God. And we are. We're walking with God. When we ask Jesus in our hearts, he enters in the Holy Spirit. We're walking with God. Amen. We need to get our directions every morning from God. Amen. And walk with God. Amen. So, Lord, where do you want me to walk today? Lord, what do you want me to say today? Lord, what do you want me to do today? We need to walk with God. Amen. And when you're walking with God, you are going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You are going to testify, people give their lives to the Lord. If we walk with God, hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Noah believed God. And you know, that was a big old huge ark. It took a long time to do that. But he did what God told him to do and saved his family and replenished the earth. And you go back to Genesis 6 there, it says the whole world was filled with violence or lawlessness. Kind of reminds you of today, don't it? But Noah walked with God. Amen. Enoch walked with God. We're walking with God. We are going to be caught up one day. One day we're going to be caught up, and I'm looking forward to it. No, I want to see people saved and set free. But there is coming a day that trumpet's going to sound, and we are going to meet Jesus in the air. Amen. I'm going to read that scripture again, 11:7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called out to go into a place which he should after received for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing where he went. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, can we have some music, some kind of music? We know Abraham. We know what Abraham did. We've all read Abraham, and that Jesus came from the loins of Abraham. Amen. I want to give anybody that's hearing me an opportunity. If you have not confessed Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'm going to give you a moment to come down. And I'll lead you in the Lord's Prayer, the sinner's prayer. I want to give everybody opportunity. If you're watching online by YouTube, I'm just going to go ahead and say this prayer. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord, forgive me. Enter into my heart and forgive me, Lord. I thank you for hearing my prayer. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anybody here needs to do that? I'm going to give you just a few minutes to come. Amen. We got time, right? We got time. Like I said, the greatest miracle of all is giving our lives to God and God changing our lives. Amen. Does anybody need a healing in your body? If you would like healing, please come and I'll agree with you. Amen. Because what does the word say? If two agrees touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. Amen. You need prayer? You need a healing? Pastors, hallelujah. Any ladies, anybody wants to come down? Amen. Where did our oil go? There it is. Where is it, sister?
Destiny, come sit right here, girl. Okay. Hallelujah.
Amber, can you touch her right here? She said this word. Yeah, y'all just pray for her. Amen. Y'all got the same power I got. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, we ask for your healing touch, Lord, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet.